You say that everything sounds the same.
The remix.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
XFM.
This is The Remix. The Remix. Live at Cargo.
All right, this one's called Like Seesaw. This one's for Eddie.
Ladies and gents, we give you Chick Kinky live from Cargo.
I'm such a...
Gentlemen of Chick Kinky with 3/5 of Chick Kinky, with the best 3/5,
so the superior 3/5. Right.
Introduce yourselves for the benefit of those who are listening on the radio.
This is Steve, drummer Chick Kinky,
and this is Trevor, synth, squelchy bass stuff,
and this is Ed, guitar Chick Kinky.
So, gentlemen, tell me, lots of water's passed under the bridge since we last met. New album in the can or almost ready?
No, it's in the can. About 2 weeks ago, we completed the final mixes, and we are finally happy with the way things sound. You know, we're a bit perfectionist about these things, but we've laid it to rest, and now we can actually look forward to getting it out and getting it, you know, heard by people, which is basically why we make these things.
How'd it go with new producer? It was Steve Osborne. No. Bruno Ellingham, who assisted on the last one, came onto the front seat sort of thing.
He engineered a lot of the last record, and he did some of the B-sides and stuff. We did a lot of work with him just on the side, and because we wanted to have a bit more of a hand in it as well, because he's top producer, but we kind of wanted to make get our hands dirty as well, so it worked out really well, just kind of, do you know what I mean, tweaking a few of the knobs ourselves and being a bit more involved in that way. So,
did you miss that on the first record? Do you think that the first record suffered in any way because you weren't involved enough?
Well, I think we were a little bit in awe of the whole big studio setup, and it was a completely different way of working. At the time, Steve Osborne was well into using a lot of the audio tracks from the demos we had originally from our bedrooms and stuff. But at the same time, he was showing us how to make things sound huge and big and fat and. Whereas with this album, it's a little bit more like, let's try and record what we got in the rehearsal studio, or what, you know.
So describe to me the difference that it's made, sonically. How different is this record from the last one, and how happy are you with it?
We've kind of met in the middle, whereas perhaps the last record was a bit more studio biased, in that there was a lot more perhaps trickery and a little bit more intellectual production going on. This we've gone far more for the live sound. You know, we've recorded as much as we can tracks actually live, and then maybe overdub stuff and here and there, but with Bruno it's great because he knows exactly how we sound. He's been working with us for, you know, 4 or 5 years now, and so he's got the history of knowing where we're coming from, but also knowing that we haven't actually ever quite captured the live sound, which everyone tells us all the time, you know, your records never sound as good as the live show. And this is basically what we tried to do with this record. It's fun.
You've been road testing, speaking of live. Last 2 weeks on tour, tell me how that's gone. I hear lots of football and less alcohol and more water, is that right?
Oh, no, I didn't say less alcohol. I just said more water. That's the thing.
You just compensate for the diuretic.
Exactly. You wake up every day with a hangover. You have to drinking water is a good thing. I think that's we should spread that news, you know, across the nation. That the more water you drink, the healthier you feel, regardless of how much alcohol you drink. And I don't know if this is official government.
You need to drink more alcohol, actually.
That's it. Yeah. But yeah, we were testing out songs. We spent a good, you know, the 4 months before Christmas, we were all over Europe, and we'd occasionally just bring in new songs here and there. So. Yeah, at the moment we're kind of running half and half with the live set on new stuff and old stuff, and it all seems to be going down pretty well, to be honest. It's nice though when you know you just record a song, you want to see how it goes down in a live kind of setting, and mostly it's a good thing.
Excellent. Well, the proof of the pudding is right here, because as people listen to this, it's the highlights of you at Cargo, which you're about to do. Go into plug mode and tell me next single and what the name of the album is, when it's likely to come out, and how people can keep in touch with you, you know, website and stuff.
Well, we just had a single out last week, which was You Said. That's the kind of the big thing we're pushing at the moment. A more perfect 3 minutes of pop. I'm sure you wouldn't have heard of this side of Christmas.
I like the B-side, actually, to that. I like the B-side more.
We're still doing a lot of the... That's the more pop thing where we concentrated on the song and stuff, but there's also all the very much the live, the punky kind of throwing ourselves around thing, and so the B-side is more that side of the album, and the album is kind of like that. It's got hopefully a lot of really good tunes, but it's also got some of that wild kind of stuff falling over to it as well. So
excellent. And how, if people like what they're hearing now, how can they keep in touch with what you're doing?
The general protocol these days for the kids seems to be the internet, so the
interweb for those kids.
Interweb, yeah.
That's always a good way to go about things.
MySpace/Chikinki and our website, and it's not hard to find us.
And what is your website?
Chikinki.co.uk, I think. apparently, I don't know about these things. This like, or this.
You just hit skins.
Witchcraft. The Remix,
live at Cargo. This one's our single that came out last week. It's called You Said.
Live at Cargo.